Welcome to the GIST podcast. Professor Paul Webley is Director and Principal of the School of Oriental and African Sciences at the University of London, and we are pleased to welcome him to chair the debate at GISC's Future of Research Conference. As research funding hits the headlines, Micah Bond spoke to Professor Paul Webley about the priorities of universities and how technology can support the UK's researchers. Micah began by asking Professor Webley, do you think research is reaching a critical phase, and if so, how would this affect the UK's position as a world leader in research?
I think research is potentially in a critical phase. I mean, people talk about, you know, potential seismic shocks and, you know, potential shifting landscapes, but of course none of us actually know what's going to happen, although there's lots of rumours and warnings and so on and so forth. If there are very significant cuts to research funding, I think it's inevitable that some researchers may think, ooh, I can do better elsewhere. But actually, that's already true. I mean, the fact is the economic positions of countries, you know, wax and wane, and you might at the moment decide that you do better to move out to, you know, parts of Asia, you know, notably China, but others. So I'm just thinking about our own stuff, you know, rather than stay within Europe or the UK. So I don't know that it's going to be so dramatic that it would drive so many people away. The other thing is I think people often underestimate the inertia involved, you know, when you're at a particular university with particular research facilities, with good colleagues and so on and so forth. I think there's a temptation, a tendency for people to soldier on, frankly, rather than saying, oh, I shall seek horizons new.
Micah then asked how universities can best prepare for potential cuts while remaining innovative.
I think technology does play a part in the strategy. I think in terms of cuts overall, the key thing for us is partnership and collaboration. Partnership and collaboration within the UK, partnership and collaboration outside the UK, in our case, all around the world, obviously. And I think that implies in a number of areas, but you've only got to think about, for example, one of the things we do is teach and research in some very specialised areas, you know, languages where we're the only provider in the UK and things like that. So in order to protect these, we've been having discussions with partner institutions in Japan, Tokyo University of Foreign Studies, in America, Indiana University, about if we can actually combine, for example, teaching, if we can provide joint teaching material, if we can actually teach using video links and so on and so forth, if we can foster research collaborations through video links, because the numbers of people involved are so small, in order to sustain these things, if they go down from 3 to 2 person when someone retires and you don't replace them, you need to make sure you're building, basically, it's building a critical mass virtually, whereas before you would try to build a critical mass physically. So I think technology, both for research and teaching, has a really important part to play.
As an example, Professor Webley explained how GISC funding has helped SOAS support researchers across the world.
We have very good collections in Asian and African material, and some of them are unique. Digitising those, and we now have a digitization unit, is absolutely key for us. And again, in terms of helping researchers around the world, it's absolutely essential that we do that and we push that forward.
Micah then asked, what are the key questions facing the UK's research environment in the next few years?
Well, I think you need to distinguish between the supporting environment and the actual research. Actually, the key questions facing the research environment are the research questions they're facing. They always are. You know, it's actually the research you're doing, whether that's into HIV/AIDS, whether it's in physics, whether it's in linguistics. And what we talk about when we talk about these research things is all the supportive stuff, you know, the support that's needed, the funding, the technology and so on and so forth. These will be concerns of the research community. And in some cases, if you don't have the funds and you don't have the technology, you can't do the research. I'm thinking particularly about expensive science and medical research and things. You know, it really does limit you. And that's what's going to prey on people's minds. I think in the areas that SOAS operates in, social science and humanities, support matters, funding matters, but it's still the case that individual scholars, say in humanities, what they need is time, a library, archives, etc. They need collaborators, but they can manage, in a sense, as long as their time isn't squeezed too much to carry on doing research. So they'll be less happy when they get less time, but what they need above all else is time.
Finally, Professor Webley explained how technology could help researchers in an era of austerity.
What it really comes down to is, you know, if you're approaching an era of austerity, you have to think about how to do things you know, more cleverly, don't you? How to, you know, not just to cut out doing things or say we can't do it because we haven't got the funding, but think about different ways of doing things. And I think different ways of doing things, that's where technology fits in.
You've been listening to a JISC podcast. For further information, please visit www.jisc.ac.uk. Thank you.